It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Thanks, Rob. It is time for the Download in Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. This is our weekly segment that features entrepreneurs and CEOs and principals, in this case, who tell their stories so we can better understand ours. Tonight, we talk about the big business of wealth management. Financial advisors have become as important as family in some cases, as they are tasked with managing your money, especially as you build wealth and prepare yourself for life after work. My guest tonight is the owner and principal of Stonebridge Wealth Advisors, Annette Findling. But what makes Annette unique is that she's focusing primarily on women. Her blog is called Rich Women Rock, and it's designed to help women make healthy and smart and maintainable choices about their financial future. Chicago Woman Magazine named Annette in their Fierce 50 edition. She's celebrating 25 years of doing this work. Annette Findley, the principal at Stonebridge Wealth Advisors, welcome to the Download in Chicago
Thank
Business.
Thank you, Justin, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's talk about, first off, before we get into Rich Women Rock, how did you get into the business of wealth management, being an advisor?
Well, 25 years ago, I had some friends in the business, and I love numbers, and I love helping people. So by observation, I was in my mid to late 20s and trying to figure out what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So I thought, by observing my friends, I thought, well, that looks like a great business to get into. And I, looking back at it today, I never realized how much fun it really would be. So,
is it fun? It's a fun job.
It is a really fun job.
I would think it would not be fun. I would think that the stress around people's money and investment would. I don't know if I'm built for that.
Well, everybody's wired in a different way. So,
at what point? Because when you started your business, it was not necessarily focused expressly for women. There was this idea.
Right.
It was for everybody. It still is, but the idea of focusing on women with Rich Women Rock, that came later. How did that come about?
Okay, well, 25 years ago, when I started, my office was right here across the parkway on 401 North Michigan. I looked around the office, and there were no other women advisors. So I was one of the very few, and the manager that hired me said, well, we'll find somebody, because I said, are there any other women here? But that was okay. I could play in the man's sandbox as well. And so when I started my career, 4 years into it, there was another gentleman that was old enough to be my dad, quite frankly, and his wife became sick, and he was looking for a successor to his business, and he had been in the business for 40 years. So he had a really, really nice clientele, and he interviewed me and two other guys in the office. His wife, Mary, was just great, and she said, you should think about working with Annette. And he thought, a woman? And so Joe and I are still great friends, and so he chose me as his successor. We became partners, and while I was still learning to build my business, I learned from him. He was not only a great mentor, but I got to learn his clients. And the reason I'm telling you that is because his clients were so much older. And shortly after into our relationship, I started having the experience of working with a widow, you know, losing a spouse. And, you know, that generation was more traditional, where maybe she stayed home, the husband worked, and she wasn't involved in the money. And so I have a very specific story in my brain that one of the men that called me to his home, he was on an oxygen tank and said, I need to speak to you and need you to take care of my wife because I feel like the end is coming near. And that was really an eye-opening, a life-changing experience for me because here I am responsible for helping her when that day comes. And I said, well, I've never met her, so can she be a part of these meetings? And he said she does not want to deal with money. She won't address it. She's just off with her friends. And I thought, all right. So shortly after, he passed away. And there I am sitting at a table, at their dining room table, with mounds of paper. And she has no idea where everything is. So going through drawers and piecemealing everything together. And I thought, so after that experience, I had other experiences, whether it's losing a spouse or a woman going through a divorce and not and just being stunned and grieving, and the additional financial stress one has, I thought could have been eliminated if you could have learned a little bit more about
That in your work in the 25 years, you see in different, like you just said, if someone someone's getting divorced or maybe they're widowed, but this idea that and it mostly particularly is with women that this idea that this doesn't apply to me. I don't want to deal with money right now. Where does that come from? Is that a generational thing? Are you seeing that sort of wipe away as we get to a new generation or the younger kids that are coming up now?
I'm seeing women taking a greater role or interest in it for sure. And I think, our industry doesn't always communicate to women in a way that makes them feel confident. And I think that's the missing link.
Yeah.
So it's intimidating, and people talk in financial jargon, and, they don't understand it. And, no one wants to feel, uncomfortable. But I am starting to see really young people, and this is really refreshing. We do 401k plans for some PR firms here in the city. And, we're talking to people that are 21, 23 years old, and these young people are coming to talk to me about their 401k allocations. And it's interesting because they're starting to take a role, an interest in learning because they've seen their parents and grandparents suffer financial hardship.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back. Annette Findlay is the owner and principal of Stonebridge Wealth Advisor and also the author of the blog Rich Women Rock. She has taken on the unique idea of focusing primarily on women when it comes to financial planning and financial advice. We'll take a quick break. We come back. I want to talk about the challenges of doing that as you grow a business and you determine that that's going to be an area that you want to particularly focus on. But then also the challenge of dealing with the emotion that comes with money. Annette Findlay, my guest tonight. Stay with us.
It's business time.
It's Download Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. In studio, Annette Findlay. She is the owner and principal of Stonebridge Wealth Advisors. We're talking about not only her business and 25 years in Chicago advising people on their financial well-being, but also what her blog. She's the author of Rich Women Rock, which is designed to help women make healthy, smart, and maintainable choices about their financial future. You know, the emotional part of this, and I'm always intrigued by the work of being an advisor, because you have to be able to talk to the clients who may come in at this day and age with a much more sophistication than they did 20, 25 years ago. People are coming in now are like you just mentioned, the 23-year-olds, 21. They know what they want. They know what they're looking for. They may even have a certain style in which they want to invest their money. How does that change your business? How does that change the way you approach your clients and maintain your business when there's just so much education circling around this industry?
Right. Well, that's true. There is more information, more financial products, more data swirling around more than ever. I mean, you turn on your phone, it's in the elevator, it's on your TV screen. We're all, as a consumer, it's everywhere. So what we do is, what's really important is really understanding what the clients, where they want to go with their life, and having a meaningful discussion on what makes their life, quote unquote, rich. And then it's taking all that data and boiling it down to what's going to be the right fit for them. So oftentimes we will get questions. Here's an example. Client says, hey, my buddy and I was at a cocktail party, and he's getting this great return on this investment. And, it sounded too good to be true, quite frankly. And knowing the client's comfort for risk and what his lifestyle is, mm-hmm. I said, well, great, let me look into it. So I looked into it, and I said, oh, my gosh, this thing is, it's not sustainable. It's so high risk. you know, this isn't going to fit. Oh, okay, you're right. That's not what I want. So we get a lot of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you also have to match with what I would assume could also be an uneducated customer who comes in and says, I'm a big gambler. I like to invest. I like this. This is what I want. I want $1 trillion, right? Make this happen. Do you have to walk people off of that? Do you have to when you're working with them to say, this is how this works, you know, what you have in your mind is different than the actual reality?
Oh, for sure. We're not day traders. If you want to day trade, then do your E-Trade account. It's getting people to bring them back to what's reality. Again, you tell me how you want your life to look, and I like to call it the movie of your life. And what's interesting is a lot of people don't think past tomorrow or next week. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about get people to think about being financially independent. I hate using the word retirement. So when you start talking about what you want to accomplish in your life and what you want the story of your life to look like, then the financial products are simply the tools to help you get there.
Right.
So it takes away from this whole, you know, wild west of...
Well, your industry is no different than the other industries out there when you talk about the way that technology has changed it.
Right.
You kind of mentioned, you know, people having more sophistication, but there's even commercials that we see during football games or what have you that are essentially saying you don't need a financial planner.
Right.
You don't need advice. Here is the tool. You can do it on your phone. You can take control of your own situation. Do you feel can you notice a change and a trend in Americans that are looking beyond or past the financial advisor and just determining to do this stuff on their own?
What kind of pressure does
But
technology is our friend. But it also adds, so in times when the markets are good, people can say, well, great, I could probably do this myself and get the same return. But it's when times are not so good, then they want to talk to a human. And when you've got more of a complicated situation, and it's not just about investments, it's about do I have the right amount of insurance? What do I have my wills in place? It's we help coordinate all of those different things to, you know, in their whole holistic plan. So technology, there is a time and a place for it, and we embrace technology in our practice. Because people are busier than ever, they're traveling on airplanes, and I noticed recently that a lot of my clients don't even live nearby anymore. They live in other states because they retired, moved where their kids are moving, or job transfers.
Right.
So we're using technology in a way that we can collaborate quickly with people, and we don't have to worry about paper exchanges. We can use our web portals, et cetera, and FaceTiming meetings and WebExes, whether they're sitting across the table from me or they're 2,000 miles away.
I always think about it because I'll have a lot of people in who have their own business and they'll talk about how important it is, what are the things that they see to be the key to their business. And they'll always say people, people, people.
Mm-hmm.
In your case, it's a much more customer service based job or at least industry in the way that the people that you rely on are your clients. And talk about that relationship because it is to me one of those where yes, it can be family in a pro and a con kind of situation that people move around. How do you have to develop yourself and your personality to be a people person, to continue to evolve with your clients, to be the right kind of voice when it comes to helping manage their finances?
Oh, sure. The people can buy products and services from everywhere, but it's the ability to connect one-on-one and have a meaningful conversation with a couple, a single person, a whole family. We've had family meetings to educate children about their elderly parents' finances. So that people still want to talk to people. And there is a time and a place for technology and the internet to do your management. And we saw this in the 90s. If you recall, you know, the tech bubble, right?
Yeah, right?
Everybody, a lot of people were taking, well, I can just buy stocks and mutual funds on E-Trade and it's all going up. Well, sure, that's great. But when
when it comes back down.
When it goes back down, it's like, okay, then let's talk to an advisor. So we're part therapist too.
You know, you've spent 25 years in Chicago, and you just mentioned a lot of your clients are now moving around different places. But what is it? Why here? Why Chicago? What was it about setting up shop and the clients that you have here in the area that makes this unique and helps you do your work?
Well, I love, my husband and I, we love the city of Chicago. And we recently moved back to the city. We raised our kids in the suburbs. And it's so vibrant. And what I love coming to work every day, our offices are at Michigan and Oak Street. I feel like I'm Mary Tyler Moore and that girl. And just, there's just such a great energy. And there's nothing better than walking down Michigan Avenue and meeting people.
My last question, just to make it topical, is just about, you know, today on Capitol Hill, a Republican congressman introduced a bill to change the tax code in America. As a financial advisor and someone where you see a lot of these words, buzzwords getting thrown around for deductions and interest and retirement savings, is today a day that you're just getting calls from clients that are saying, what does this mean for me?
Well, we've educated our clients, and today is no different than any other time in the past. There's always something new coming out of Washington, D.C., and, you know, the estate tax has been, there's just always been something. So today isn't any different, and basically we have to plan for the facts that we know today. So what all that they're talking about is right. just until it becomes reality. And so that's why when you have a financial plan, it's got to be fluid and flexible to meet all these different changes. So,
Annette Findling is the owner and principal of Stonebridge Wealth Advisor. She's also the author of the blog Rich Women Rock, which is designed to help women make healthy, smart, maintainable choices about their future. And she's my guest tonight on The Download in Chicago Business. Annette, great to meet you. Thanks
so
much for being my guest.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.